Chapter 1. Growing Up Jakes. Over 30 years ago, my parents, T.D. and Sarita Jakes, started a ministry that catapulted our lives onto a platform none of us could have ever imagined. In 2001, Time featured my father on the cover and labeled him the next Billy Graham. For many years now, our church, The Potter's House in Dallas, Texas, has remained one of the fastest-growing churches in the nation. With over 35,000 members and 4 locations, the church has grown from 50 families to thousands of families within 16 years. My parents have also written best-selling books, spoken before crowds larger than the population of our hometown, and produced award-winning plays and movies. My father has won Grammy Awards and has been honored by the NAACP. Oprah has dined at our house, and Aretha Franklin has performed for my dad's ministry. My parents have traveled the world from Africa to Arkansas to Australia, preaching and empowering people with the message of hope. I've been privileged to experience most of these milestones with them. But it all started slowly and quietly, at least for me, before taking on a life of its own. I spent the first 8 years of my life in Charleston, West Virginia. It's certainly not New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, or Dallas, but it was the first and only version of a city I knew. Driving a few minutes in any direction from Charleston would take you into neighborhoods where people would greet you like family and offer to assist you with directions. It was a city with a small town feel. We hardly ever went anywhere in our town where my parents didn't see someone they knew way back when. There are very few strangers in West Virginia. To this day, if my father or mother learns someone they've met is from their native state, they ask questions about whom they're related to. Whether we were in a restaurant or attending a meeting, they would find 2 or 3 degrees of separation between them and their fellow West Virginian. Everyone in school knew who we were, the Jakes kids, but our classmates never asked many questions about our family or the work they did. Their parents probably knew ours, or they knew someone else who knew us. We weren't famous or anything, just familiar. There was something comfortably secure about being known. Again, that sense of being in a small town community that appreciated its own. I felt safe. My childhood in Charleston wasn't like living in Mayberry, but it was a special time. I remember church trips with sweet potato pies and deviled eggs, barbecued chicken and banana pudding. The men and women of our church became aunts and uncles. They would tell our parents if they caught us kids misbehaving or give us our favorite candy when they saw us round the corner. When we ran through the church between services, someone would grab us and tell us to slow down. No one considered this overstepping a boundary. They were just the village that was helping to raise us. My sister, Cor, is only 11 months and 29 days older than I am. Her birthday is July 19th. Mine is July 17th. I suspect we figured out the math for purely selfish reasons. I wanted to prove that she really wasn't that much older than I, and she wanted to assure me that even if it was a minute, older is older. We were in the same grade in class for most of our lives. While we would sometimes get mad and argue like sisters do, we were also a formidable team together. You see, siblings are usually either adversaries or partners in crime. Whether dialing 911 on the alarm system when playing house or swinging on doors as budding gymnasts, Cor and I managed to have quite a bit of fun. Unfortunately, that fun almost always ended in trouble. You might think we would have learned our lesson after a few times, but to this day, we can't resist a good adventure. Interestingly enough, my parents were hardly ever amused by our shenanigans. One time, my sister and I grew tired of keeping one another busy with our homemade games and decided to go outside to play. After running around the yard a while, I convinced Cor that we should drive our parents' car. Of course, I meant we should pretend to drive, but as we sat in the car, the idea of actually driving seemed way more exciting. The next thing I knew,